The call comes in from your child's teacher. I'm very frustrated, the teacher says. I've spoken to your child numerous times and he continues to disturb the entire class. Just as you hang up the phone, you hear the door open. In walks your child from school. You immediately go over, but what comes out of our mouths? When Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, following the first failure of mankind, they eat of the forbidden fruit. They recognize their nakedness and they hide from God's presence. And God calls out to them, Ayeka, where are you? Very philosophically challenging question. The omniscient, all-powerful God doesn't even know where Adam is hiding? Rashi explains from the sages, God knew very well where Adam was. But he wanted to engage a dialogue, because Adam had a massive task in front of him. He needed to accept responsibility. He needed to own up to his failure. And to do so, he couldn't be startled or frightened or immediately punished in a way that he wouldn't be able to think straight and accept the responsibility. So God begins a calm dialogue with him. Where are you? And in so doing, creates an environment which would allow for Adam to possibly accept the responsibility for his actions. As parents, we often find ourselves in situations in which we know our child has done something wrong, or at least so we think. And our children are then faced with the task of owning up, taking responsibility. And what they need from us is the environment to be able to do so. Not to be frightened, not to be startled, not to be punished immediately without a chance to defend or explain themselves. As your child opens up the door and comes home from school, the first question out of our mouth is a godly one. How are you? How was school today? How was everything in so-and-so's class? Anything interesting happened today? Begin a dialogue. Allow your child to speak. If they come forward with the information, perfect. Allow them to give their side of the story, to express what happened. If not, you can ask. I received a phone call from so-and-so. Did anything happen in class today? Provide the environment which allows the child to take responsibility. We all know from our own lives how difficult it is to own up to our actions. For our children to be able to do so, they need from us the godly trait of providing an environment which allows for it. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.